From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton prepares to make history at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. As correspondent Amanda Scott reports, Clinton will be the first woman ever to be nominated for president from a major U.S. political party.
With her nomination secure, Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, is set to take center stage Tuesday night to make the case why Americans should choose her as the country's 45th president. Florida delegate Judy Knoll says the former president is likely to touch on themes such as party unity and inclusiveness.
And I think the Democrats are trying to make this a better country for everybody, and I think he's going to talk about that.
On Monday, her main challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, gave a rousing convention speech endorsing her candidacy and a show of party unity in a campaign against Republican contender Donald Trump. First Lady Michelle Obama was also among the speakers Monday night, and she urged Democrats to support Clinton. Clinton and vice presidential running mate Tim Kaine will both address the Democratic Party convention later in the week. Amanda Scott, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump told a veterans group in North Carolina that Hillary Clinton and the political system have failed them. Speaking at the Veterans of Foreign Wars convention in Charlotte, Trump said that Clinton has been, in his words, a disaster.
It's like she's trying to sweep it under the rug, which, by the way, politicians have done for years and years and years. It's going to be four more years of the same.
Trump outlined his plans to fix the VA health system and told the audience that veterans will no longer have to face delays or, in his words, die waiting for care. For more and the latest from the Democratic National Convention, visit our website. This is VOA News. Islamic State says two of its soldiers carried out a brutal attack Tuesday on a Catholic church in Normandy, France. The United States has condemned in the strongest possible terms what it called the horrific attack and offered condolences to the family and friends of a murdered priest, 84-year-old Father Jacques Hamel. French President François Hollande visited the scene of the attack in the northern town of Saint-Étienne-du-Rouvray. He said the attackers had claimed allegiance to Islamic State before being shot dead by police. He called on all French people to resist terrorism. He said Catholics were the ones who were hit, all Catholics, but this targets all French people, and that is why we must stand in cohesion together in a bloc that no one can break. French security officials said the two attackers slit the 84-year-old priest's throat before police were able to intervene. The United States has condemned in strongest terms a double bombing that killed at least 13 people at the main entrance of Mogadishu's airport during morning rush hour on Tuesday. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. A car bomb exploded in a heavily policed area of Syria's capital, causing several injuries as well as damage to government buildings. The explosion took place late Monday in the Kafr Susa neighborhood of Damascus. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the blast was near an Iranian school and had caused casualties, but it did not give further details. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says that he hopes to restart talks on ending the Syrian civil war by late August. Speaking in Geneva Tuesday after meeting with U.S. and Russian officials, Mr. de Mistura said that more work is needed from the United States and Russia in the coming days.
This is not a precondition, but we all know and we all agree that such steps, if they take place, and we strongly hope so, will have indeed a strong positive effect on the environment surrounding the talks.
Until June, there had been an August 1st deadline for having reached substantial agreement on the political transition in Syria. At least 19 people are dead after a man went on a knife-wielding rampage at a facility for disabled adults outside Tokyo on Tuesday. 26-year-old Satoshi Umematsu, that is, broke into the facility and began stabbing people. Umematsu, a former employee, later turned himself into police and admitted to carrying out the attack. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.